So a complex legal story now, but a pretty intuitive cultural story, I think it's fair to say. I don't think I'm out on a limb here.
No.
To say that if you're in a modern working environment in the United States, you're a white supervisor, you have an African-American employee, you're not going to go up to that person and say, hey, boy.
No.
Hey, boy, you better get out of here.
It just wouldn't be smart.
You can see feel the hairs on the back of your neck kind of standing up. Ick, awful. Well, what kind of an environment does a word like boy create in a context like that? It's been decided twice by two juries. But the discrimination case that is at issue this morning, it has actually been repudiated by an appellate court, the 11th Circuit Appellate Court. It all happened to John Hithen, a plaintiff and employee of the Tyson Chicken Processing Plant in Gadsden, Alabama. Among his testimony in his racial discrimination lawsuit was that the use of boy in his environment in a cafeteria, in fact, constituted racial discrimination and a hostile environment. Two separate juries and the U.S. Supreme Court actually sided with him. The Supreme Court sent it back for a second trial, but the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed. It's thrown out all prior rulings on the case, and that may be where the case stands at this point. To explain some of the details here, Adam Liptak joins us, Supreme Court correspondent for our part in the New York Times. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
How can the 11th Circuit repudiate two jury verdicts and what apparently is at least sympathy on the part of the Supreme Court for taking a look at what the use of this word actually means in terms of discrimination?
Well, it says two things. The appeals court says two things. First, it says that the use of boy is conversational, non-racial in context. And that's a little surprising in light of the Supreme Court's ruling that boy, at least, should be given, the question should be sent to the jury to ask questions like, it says, context, inflection, tone of voice, local custom and historical usage. And you'd think a jury might be in a good position to make those determinations. The second thing
Well, hold on a second. In fact, a jury with its community standards is in a better decision, according to the whole doctrine of jury verdicts, than a judge is to make that decision.
A lot of people would say that. The second thing the appeals court says is, listen, in any event, let's assume for a second this was racial. It was a stray remark. You can't infer employment discrimination from this. You can have a supervisor who's saying stupid stuff and yet make an employment decision that's based on factors other than race. There again, in a way, the question is not the jury in the best position to make that judgment?
And the 11th Circuit says no, or the 11th Circuit just says we're against this whole doctrine of worker discrimination law?
The 11th Circuit has not been very sympathetic to plaintiffs claiming race discrimination. In the particular case, quite a lot hinges on the use of the word boy. And I didn't grow up in the South, but my sense is, like what you guys were saying at the outset, that even in the modern South, this word has a lot of baggage.
All right. So UW Clement is a retired chief judge of the United States District Court for the Northern District. He joins us now. He's Alabama's first black federal judge. Judge Clement, good morning.
Good morning.
How does this make you feel that the 11th Circuit has really stopped a process that has constituted now at least two jury verdicts?
I'm outraged because not only does the Supreme Court realize that the word boy can be racially offensive, all you have to do is look at pull up a dictionary, pull up Wikipedia, and both will indicate that the word boy, one of the meanings of it, is a racial epithet. It's racially derogatory. And based on my personal experience as a black man in the South, 67 years old, for all of my life, that term, when used by a white man in an employment context, usually, is almost always racially insulting.
As a matter of, I guess, community standards here, and not so much as a matter of law, what do you say to the argument, and a jury has granted the defendant here, or the plaintiff here, $1 million on at least one occasion in damages? What do you say to the argument, just because somebody uses a derogatory word in a workplace doesn't mean you deserve $1 million? Okay, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's bad, maybe that supervisor should be fired, but why do you deserve $1 million? What would you say to that?
I don't quarrel with the proposition that $1 million may have been excessive as punitive damages. But in addition to the $1 million, that same basically white jury awarded him $364,000 in actual damages for his back pay and mental anguish.
Now, do you, as a retired black federal judge, have any standing here in criticizing the 11th Circuit?
No more standing than that of the ordinary citizen. I do have a peculiar insight, having served as the principal federal judge in that division for over 15 of my 28 years on the bench. And being familiar with that culture, having sued steel companies back in the 70s for racial discrimination in Gadsden, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
I think that my insight is fairly unusual.
Well, I don't want to draw you out gratuitously here, but respond to this statement from the Tyson Foods Company yesterday. They delivered a statement in response to the 11th Circuit decision. We're pleased, says Tyson, that the appeals court has reversed the jury verdict. It's the policy of our company to provide a work environment free of unlawful discrimination, and it's also a part of our core values to operate with integrity and be respectful of others. Sounds like they're settling this matter. They're done with it.
Well, I'm sure that Tyson is elated that it has won. But in my view, it was a grave injustice. And unless the Supreme Court does something about it, it will stand as an injustice.
U.W. Clement is retired Chief Justice of the United States District Court for the Northern District in Alabama, the first black federal judge. Thanks so much, Judge. And finally, before we go, Adam Liptak, what is the chance or the mechanism for the Supreme Court actually taking this up?
Well, they certainly have another chance to ask the court to take the case. The court, having taken it once and had the appeals court at least arguably defy what the Supreme Court did, the chances are better than usual that the Supreme Court might wade in again. But it's always very hard to get into the Supreme Court. They take maybe 1% of the cases that people try to have them take.
So the odds would be against it, at least statistically.
That's correct.
All right. Adam Liptak, Supreme Court correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the case of John Hithun, an employee of the Tyson Chicken Processing Plant in Gadsden, Alabama, and his racial discrimination suit against Tyson for, among other things, creating an environment where the word boy was used by a white supervisor against him. He's an African-American employee. Thanks to both of you.
And I'm racking my brain trying to think of a situation in which, especially in the South, a white supervisor could say, hey, boy, to a black employee and not have racial overtones. But if you as a listener can help elucidate that for me, please weigh in on this conversation or anything you just heard on the show. You can weigh in at thetakeaway.org. And there's another way to comment on the news before the news even happens, on this show at least. Text us. Send the word START to 69866. And every day we will give you a heads up about what we're planning to talk about on the next day's show. And then you can weigh in early. So send the word START to 69866.
You know, it's all about what is a hostile work environment. I mean, work can be tough sometimes.
Work can be very tough.
It can be a nasty place when you're in the workplace.
It can be very stressful.
Certain categories of hostility
is stepping over the line.
Are explicitly illegal. And that's what discrimination law is about.
It is. But it's still a vague, hazy area where that line is.
Not to the 11th Circuit, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, I'm Celeste Edley.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.